It is a beast for Perseus, wrote William Shakespeare in the play Henry V. He is pure air and fire, and the dull elements of earth and water never appear in him, but only in patient stillness while his rider mounts him. He is indeed a horse, and all other jades you may call beasts. This is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, Director of Distance Learning at Wyoming Catholic College, and your host for these After Dinner Scholar podcasts. Occasionally we find people who think of Wyoming Catholic College as that school with the backpacks and the horses, and we are very careful to remind people that we are also the school where students speak Latin, read Plato, Aristotle, St. Thomas Aquinas, and work through the mathematics of Euclid, Isaac Newton, and Einstein. Our academic program is challenging. Our standards are high. We are a college. That being said, we do, in fact, have horses, and every student learns to care for a horse and to ride. At the center of our equestrian program is Lorraine Sheehan, a member of Wyoming College's class of 2014 and an accomplished horsewoman. Lorraine is our guest on this After Dinner Scholar. Lorraine, you didn't learn to ride at Wyoming Catholic College. What is your experience with horses and with your fellow students who had never ridden?
I would say that, so I started riding when I was 12 years old at home in California. And we grew up in a household of a large family, so we actually couldn't afford to take lessons very often. So what we would do is we would work for our lessons at different ranches around the area, which is when I really did fall in love with horses. It wasn't just a childhood dream. And then from there, I got involved with rescue horses and did a lot of showing throughout high school. And then when I came to Wyoming Catholic College, it was kind of a step back from that part of my life as I was a student here. Even though I was taking the horsemanship course at the college, it was only for 1 year instead of four. So after I graduated and came back to teach, not only was I really excited to share a passion that I'd had since a little girl with students, but it also reminded me of how I did learn to ride horses and how working for those skills actually teaches you better than if you're just paying someone to give you a few directions here and there. So in my course, I really try to encourage the students to understand that horses aren't just something you can hop on and ride. You need to work for, not only for their respect, but to earn the right to be on them, which is something I think I learned a lot as a young girl with having to work for my lessons. So that's something I have always thought about whenever we start a course.
Okay, I'm a Wyoming Catholic College freshman. I have never been on anything other than a pony ride when I was six. And it's time for my first horsemanship class. What happens?
Good question. We actually have a lot of people that are in that boat where they rode a horse when they were a young child at some point or another. The first day, what we do is we kind of start introducing the students to the horses as a group. So we don't have a lot of, we don't assign horses. We don't, you know, pick and choose and pull people out of the group and put them on the spot, because it's a time to kind of understand the whole idea of meeting in the middle, right? Because there are the horses in their natural environment. These are people in their natural environment. And we begin by figuring out how we come together. And so that usually kind of calms a person that's uncomfortable or someone that hasn't ridden before. And usually by the end of the first class, we have people grooming their horses and just enjoying the simplicity of caring for an animal.
But eventually they do get on.
Oh, yes, they definitely get on. At the end of the first class, at some point, sometimes we even have students sit on a horse and we'll walk them around. And we do that bareback so that, we're kind of doing a sensorial intake for the students so they can kind of understand how a horse naturally moves before we put anything on them. Again, it's a very controlled environment. There's a very, very small amount of risk that anything would happen because we have our gentlest ones. We're leading them around. It's 5 minutes. And if people aren't comfortable with that, we'll wait and do it the next class.
I know that many of the students are very eager to get on their horses because they either want to learn very badly or they're good at it already. Mm-hmm. Some, I assume, are rather timid and not sure about this.
Yes, we definitely have both. You have your hot shots that are showing off to all the girls in the class or all the guys in the class. And we have those that, you know, are almost in tears just being close to a horse. And while that can be hard to work with, thankfully, we can take one step at a time and kind of meet each individual where they're at because we keep our class sizes small enough.
Now, I want to touch on how the equestrian program influences spirituality, the classroom, and leadership here at Wyoming Catholic College. So let me begin with spirituality. In a recent article on the website Alatea, you were quoted saying, "Being given dominion over an irrational animal gives you a unique way to experience creation." Now, no doubt that needs to be experienced to be fully understood, but could you expand on that? What do our students learn about life and God and creation from riding?
I think it goes back to Genesis when God, you know, gives Adam and Eve dominion over the animals, over creation, and we're really their caregivers. So there's actually a natural inclination from our horses to want to be led by our students. And when the students are riding these horses or leading these horses, they're guiding an irrational animal, having dominion over them in a very unique and special way because it's very particular. It's not just a large watering the grass or caring for the plants. You're actually seeing the difference you make in an animal and seeing how you affect the creation that God gave us in a positive way, which I think really makes a big impact on our students, at least a lot of them.
Are there some that don't particularly care for the whole program?
Yeah, I think there's some that just kind of are doing it to get through because it's a required course. I do hope that, well, and I have found actually that some of my students that were very clear at the beginning of the semester that they were not interested and this was just something they had to do, that by the end of the semester, they look back and they notice how, yeah, they actually did enjoy it and that they appreciated actually taking the course, which I think is really neat for the students to realize. And I hope all of them get something out of it.
I was talking to one student who had never been on a horse before, talking about getting up on top of the horse. And I said, yeah, you're way up in the air when you do that. And they were like, yeah, you're way up in the air. I mean, it's not just a little puppy. This is a big thing that they're bossing around, they're working with.
Oh, yeah. A horse weighs quite a few times as much as any of our students. And yeah, if they wanted to hurt you, they could easily hurt you, but they don't want to. You know, the horses naturally don't want to hurt a human. Like you can see there is that natural dominion that we do have over them because they want to be appreciated by us. They want to be used by us. They don't want to be abused by us either. So it's really, teaching well makes a big difference with our horses and our students.
Now, what about the classroom? I mean, certainly their literature is full of allusions and thoughts about horses, whether it's Achilles' horse or My Kingdom for a Horse and so on and so forth. But how does riding spill over into the study of the liberal arts?
I think that, you know, it kind of brings in I think it can help students come to life, or like, yeah, the literature come to life, and for instance, in the Iliad, the Odyssey, Herodotus, but it also helps the students have a better visual for when they are in their classroom of what it might be like to be traveling for hours and hours across a desert because they have spent an hour or two going up a mountain or around a group of cattle. And so I think it helps them have a better visual. I think it gives them a better perspective when they can be away from their classroom or from the college setting for a few hours for an afternoon a week and then come back to it. I think it can be very refreshing for them. I know the students have told me so. Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. And I think for some students, you know, their poetry really comes alive in the classroom from horsemanship or vice versa. It was last spring, all my freshmen were reciting the poetry that they had been learning in their humanities class on horseback as we're going up Table Mountain. And it was really great because it was reminding me of when I was a student. So.
Now, humorist P.G. Woodhouse wrote, "Employers are like horses. They require management." What does riding teach us about leadership? That is, leadership of humans, not leadership of horses.
It teaches us a new level of self-awareness that you wouldn't necessarily have if you were just doing people to people. Or maybe you just learn it quicker with a horse is probably a better way to put it. You have to be aware of the body language that the animal is giving you. Therefore, when you're instructing other people, what kind of body language are they saying, putting off to you? Because people will say one thing when they mean another, or they're saying something to be nice when you sometimes need to be like, okay, well, let's actually talk about what happened. Like, what made you upset when we were hiking the peak? That helps. I think we do some exercises where they have to not only lead their animal, but take turns leading their group and doing different patterns. And so that also makes the students use, you know, they have to be leaders in three different ways at once, of their horse, of their partner, and of the group. Okay. And so that also kind of helps them be able to be better leaders in a larger setting when there's more things going on and they have to juggle. When you're learning it with horses, horses don't lie. You know, they really can't, for one. But they also, if you don't do it correctly, you'll know, because you'll go off pattern, they'll run into another horse or come close to it, and like everything just starts falling apart once you kind of lose that overall leadership management that you're learning in the classroom setting.
So like the outdoor program, only even faster, you get very quick feedback about the decisions you're making.
You do. And you get it from someone or an animal that can't talk, as well as your fellow classmates, because I have seen many patterns that come to a rocky end because of a lack of communication and organization beforehand. And so I think it's really good to see how they work through that. And I'm sure that because of the outdoor program, it's better than it would have been if they had just kind of jumped right into the horse pattern. It's nice to be able to work together with the outdoor program and complement them.
In his book, Inheriting Paradise, Meditations on Gardening, theologian Vigen Guroian writes, "God has given human beings the sacred responsibility of mediating God's grace and by offering blessings to lift the ancient curse of Adam and expel the demons from every living thing and from the earth and its water and from the air. We mediate God's grace and help lift the curse by what used to be called husbandry. When we begin caring for a plot of land or an animal like a horse, we partner with God in his work of making the world right again. And we find that in that partnering, God also accomplishes his work of making us right again as well." For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.